Okay, we're going to call this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board to order. Please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What was her name? What's planning? Lorna Fadley.
Fadley?
P-H-E-G-L-E-Y.
Okay, so in attendance, we have Max Carter, the chair. Bree Seda.
Thank you.
Castro, member. Earl Barbeau, member. Jill Leva, the secretary. Beatrice Martinez, county liaison, and Lorna, and I.
Fadley.
Fadley, it's comprehensive planning. Okay, that brings us to, we've gone through county staff introductions. Public comment, this is for any comments on any items that are on the agenda. Typically, this is for issues that you want to address that you may not be able to stay in order to speak on. Is anybody wishing to speak under public comment? None appearing. We'll move on to approval of the January 30th, 2020 minutes. Can I get a motion?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a public comment on minutes.
Public comment is not appropriate at this time. We've already moved on past that. You had your chance under public comment. We're not going to allow you to disrupt this meeting anymore. Please, point it, sit down, please.
Appeal to the motion of the chair.
Denied. So, can I have a motion?
I just need a second on that according to Robert's rules.
Can I have a motion, please?
The statute says I can make.
Can I have a motion, please?
Anything.
You're out of order. Please sit down. Do not disrupt the meeting.
Motion to approve.
I have a motion to approve the minutes of January 30th, 2020. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion passed. Now we'll go on to, call order, county staff introductions, approval of minutes. There we go. Approval of the agenda for February 13th, 2020. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor of approving the agenda as printed, signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Informational items. You have anything, Beatrice?
I do. Commissioner Sagerblum will be hosting a meet and greet here on March 12th from 5:30 to 6:30. And it's just a town hall right before the town board.
Very good. So anything else?
I have one item just to give you a heads up on next agenda for you. They'll be requesting that you send one town board member to be part of the comp plan and Title 30, the comprehensive master plan and the Title 30 update. We have had a consultant approved, and so they're looking for a member to attend the Thursday, March 19th from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. meeting at the County Pueblo Room with our consultant, which is Clarion Associates. And this is very early in the process. This is just to get some ideas, to understand your side of things, and just to give you an idea of what's going to happen through this process. So it's very early, but they would like for each town board to send one person. So that'll be on your next agenda.
So be thinking about that for the next meeting. If you're interested in it, please let me know.
Right, and that's Thursday, March 19th from 5 to 6 p.m. at the County Government Center.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I have some additional information. Just for the record, their caucusing does start the 15th. It's the 15th through the 19th. The 22nd is the last day. Caucusing is not through county elections. It's through the Democratic Party, and I have their phone number, which is 702 737-8683 to get more information. And the Republican Party is not going to be having a caucusing this year.
Okay, very good. Anything else? Very good. We'll move into planning and zoning. This is for the March 3rd, 2020 Planning Commission meeting. The first item on the agenda is WS200038 Prologis LP, waiver of development standards to allow alternative landscaping in conjunction with an improved distribution center and parking lot on 62.9 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE75 and AE80 zone. Generally located on the northwest side of Las Vegas Boulevard North and the west side of Hollywood Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
State your name and address for the record.
Teresa Wolf, 6671 Las Vegas Boulevard South, Suite 320, 89119, here on behalf of the applicant.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. So we're here before you for a waiver for a landscape buffer. Along Las Vegas Boulevard, the landscape buffer requirement is 15 feet. Since Las Vegas Boulevard has a very wide right-of-way and the curb gutter and sidewalk is actually further in from the right-of-way, we have provided the 15 feet of landscaping adjacent to the curb and detached sidewalk. And actually adjacent to the property line, we only have 10 feet. And so we're here for you for a waiver because the code requirement is 15, but when all of these entitlements came through previously with their design review, it was missed that it was 10 feet instead of 15, and now we're pretty much ready to get permits, and that was when it was caught. So we're asking for the waiver, and we meet all of the landscaping requirements, and we actually provide an average of more than the 15 feet along there. So staff is recommending approval, and we request your approval.
Very good. Is there any public comment on this item? Not appearing, we'll close public comment and open it up to questions and comments from the board.
You mentioned that you actually have more than the 15 feet required because of...
Yes, so basically because the right-of-way is so wide, adjacent to the property line, we don't have the 15 that's required for code. What we did instead was provide the 15 adjacent to the curb, and so it's actually in the NDOT right-of-way, and we're getting an encroachment permit from NDOT to allow that. So that's why we're providing actually more landscaping than what's required.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve with staff recommendations. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Be sure to attend your Planning Commission meeting March 3rd.
Thank you.
Thank you. That brings us to item number two, TM19-500267 BWNV LLC, tentative map. Consisting of one lot on 6.3 acres in an MD design manufacturing, AE70, AE75, and APZ2 zone. Generally located on the south side of Las Vegas Boulevard North, 220 feet west of Lamb Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
State your name and address for the record.
Jim Yancey, 2844 East Viking Road, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay. The floor is yours, sir.
I'm basically here just to have you guys take a look at a one-lot commercial subdivision for the parcel next to the Hitch and Post RV park and recreational area to be probably developed into a vehicle repair area. Here to answer any questions.
Okay, is there any questions or comments from the public? Not appearing. Public comments closed, and we'll open it up to questions and comments from the board. I do have one question for planning. It says that staff recommendation is approval, but it says this item will be forwarded to Board of County Commissioner meetings for final action on March 18th. I've never seen a note like that under the staff recommendation. And it says it's supposed to go March 3rd to Planning Commission.
We'll address it with our staff before it goes to make sure.
Okay, so it will go to the Planning Commission March 3rd?
It should.
It could be because it's in conjunction with the next item.
That's what I was going to say. You have a zone change.
There's a zone change. We could have heard it together, but there's a zone change to follow.
Okay.
So it's probably has to go in together.
So what did your planners do? DCC?
Yes. Planning at DCC. Mark gave me 3 days. Yeah, town board planning at DCC. Is that correct, Casey?
Yes.
There was a... I think because there's 3 current RV residences on it that need to get relocated, so that was a very small detail that needed to mean that it goes to the
planning commission and the board.
Correct.
There was a statute change right before the recession where we had a lot of parcels being purchased and they were displacing lower income members, so manufactured housing and so on. So yes, it probably
okay. So it's yes. Supposed to go to both instead of one, and then go end up on the consent agenda on the other
right.
one.
Right. And then I had verified before I came tonight that your notices sit. There were 2 notices posted on the property because of that situation. So
yeah
that would
okay.
make sense.
Okay. Questions or comments from the board?
I'll make a little question.
We have a motion to approve with staff recommendations. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. March 3rd at the Planning Commission. Don't go nowhere, I assume, because we're going into item 3, ZC-19-1005, BWNV LLC, zone change to reclassify 5.9 acres from RT Manufactured Home Residential, AE70, AE75, APZ, and APZ2 Zone to MD Design Manufacturing, AE70, AE75, and APZ2 Zone. Use permit to permit vehicle repair in the APZ2 Overlay District. Waiver of development standards for the following. Eliminate street landscaping. 2, waive off-site improvements, curb, gutter, sidewalk, street lights. Design review for a vehicle repair facility with accessory outside storage on a portion of 5.9 acres. Generally located on the south side of Las Vegas Boulevard North, 220 feet west of Lamb Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
State your name and address for the record.
Casey Camus, architect, 652 Middlegate, Suite B. And this is the other half of that application. A few years ago, well, maybe not even a few years ago, not too long ago, they were discussing with Nellis. It's in an accident potential 2 zone. Currently, the trailers switching to automotive use is a much less intensive use and makes a lot more sense for the property. It's tucked in where it doesn't have any visible street frontage on either Lamb or Las Vegas Boulevard. So it, let me show you the elevations. And then on Las Vegas Boulevard, we were asking to defer the landscaping and sidewalk because just a couple of years ago, the MDOT went through and all up and down the street is gravel and asphalt paving for the walkway. This would be the only property that would be out of character just at 100 feet. And any other questions you might have? And we'll schedule a meeting with NDOT for the offsites because you'll notice in there that it says they have the final say on the offsites.
Okay, that's it. Is there any questions or comments from the public? None appearing, public comments closed, and I'll open it up to questions and comments from the board.
The staff recommends approval of the zone change to permit design review with the denial of a waiver of development standards. And they're arguing that they want to not allow the improvements in the street.
The landscaping and the offsites, and that's kind of what our community has, the citizens we represent, has made clear that they don't want to see anything go forward without the landscaping being primarily the landscaping, and also the curb and gutters is something that, you know, the off-site improvements, and I understand you probably have your feet held to the fire by DOT, but so if you know that, why are you asking for a waiver of that?
Well, for the off-sites, we have to meet with DOT. For the landscaping, it's just the only one that would be out of character. We were hoping to defer it.
We got to start somewhere.
That's true. And it would only be three trees.
So.
Make a motion to approve for staff recommendations.
No.
So approve and also deny the two waivers of development standards. So do you have that? Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, we have that. All those in favor of the motion, say aye. All opposed? So you understand that we're following what staff recommendations. We want to see the development stuff.
Yes,
put
sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Be
you.
Sure to attend your planning commission
and
March 3rd.
Yeah.
And the Board of County Commissioners. Thank you.
Okay, have a nice evening.
You too. Now we'll close the planning and zoning portion of the meeting. We don't have any general business, and we move on to comments by the general public, a period devoted to whatever comments you want to make. Please step forward, state your name and address for the record, and you got 3 minutes.
I point out that a board had in the NRS 41020. It talks about that you could have comments on any item that's for action on the agenda. If the county wants to say no, like they can do under paragraph 7, they can do what they did on the initial looking comments and say no discussion. Other counties have done that very thing. Oh, the comment on the meeting. All I wanted to say was I think that is the best job you've done in many months on those minutes. Very well done. Comments for the other handing out of a comment of an email to each of you, to the board secretary and to the county liaison. I do want these prepared remarks to the email attached to the minutes of this meeting. This email was written by Mr. Jeffrey Shearer, the current director of the county's Department of Finance Budget Division. Advances two matters. The first is another request for me to have access to any guidance that his division has been provided that would determine the amount of funds left in my interest fund number 2620 at the ending of the day of June. I'm primarily interested in that our elected officials get involved in this as opposed to bean counters like I used to be. This effort is to assure me that the manor residents are elected officials, etc. The second matter is a request to set a precedent for budgeting an expenditure for the acquisition of a Sunrise Manor's Town Board requested item. In this case, to be reflected in Fund 2620 as a part of the county's 2021 budget. This $300,000 expenditure would totally be for Sunrise Manor funds, which currently contains over $7 million. Note that the current cursor copies of this will be sent to each of the four BCC districts. Although not an afterthought, it was a suggestion that the BCC approved reprogramming to allow earlier. Mr. Shearer responded to me yesterday evening. He inferred that the department administrator's notice lacks any knowledge of this town board's request for security payments. I think you'll find that it's in the minutes. I addressed this and several other matters in my response that I emailed just before I left my home. I might suggest this become an agenda item on the next meeting.
Any other questions or comments? Any other comments?
Yeah, I just, Walter followed up on a big discussion we had a couple months ago about the security cameras at parks. I attorney was monotone. Right, girls? And, but I was listening with my good ear, and he did say that the town board members could propose agenda items. And I repeated that to him, and yes, he confirmed that he spoke in fact. Yes, that's correct. The town board members can agenda items. And that prompted about five other people of other town boards to step up and start asking questions about that, too. It did generate a lot of interest. And at the end of the meeting, I forgot to tell the meeting, the ringmaster of the whole show, Alex. Yeah, Alex came up and said, yes, that's fine. Let's please do it. But please clear it with the commissioners first. Bring it to our attention first, and we'll do that. So I would like to get this issue done. Cameras, because it was a big deal for you and for me on the parks, because we want to make the parks family friendly. And like these cameras out there for security, I think could go a long way to make it a bit more comfortable for the kids out there. And also, I'd like to get on the agenda, not right away, but the water bill issue, and I brought that up, which is astronomical. They're charging, my bill was $15 for water, but the actual bill was $85. All of the fees that are running here from here. It's not just me, it's everybody else. So, and it's something that you kind of overlooked for years. I overlooked it, I just paid it. One day I looked at it, what the heck is this? It's outrageous. And you told us about tickets, as I said about it itself. I was thinking that a lot of that expense should be allocated to over to the business.
Just for clarification, if you can send the things in writing, I have to, Alex did say about the admin services needs to approve it, and also the DA needs to approve it. You can request it, but they need to approve it first. To put it on the agenda. Town boards are run by administrative services, so that's...
No, it's not going to be anything to make a recommendation to do something regarding the board, just to bring it to the attention of the higher-ups, the lucky ones, who might be able to do something about it. Because the speaker will listen to this, right? And that's the point of getting it on the attention.
Yeah, you can just, if you could send it to me in writing, I'll send it to Alex.
Okay. Anything else? None appearing. We will move on. The next meeting date is February 27th at 6:30 p.m. right here, 2020. So we've got that in the thing. Nothing else appearing. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.